Hello, my name is Minyi Chen, the host of the Get to Know You podcast. If you are looking to navigate your thoughts, feelings, and emotions with the help of mindfulness and self-reflection meditation, then you're in the right place. Each week, I share ways on how I build self-compassion to achieve a greater sense of fulfillment in my life. So, if this sounds interesting to you, then let's jump right in. Welcome back to the Get to Know You podcast. I'm your host, Minyi Chen, and I want to thank you all for continuing to listen and to support my weekly podcast. You'll find a new episode every Sunday. Stay tuned. Our topic today is about acceptance. What it is, and why acceptance might be an important part in helping you to heal yourself and your past. Acceptance is a vital part of navigating the ups and downs of life, all the uncertainties and changes that life throws at us unexpectedly. In this episode today, I want to share with you my personal journey with acceptance and how it has really helped me to cope with the inevitable changes in my life, including my tendency of overthinking. And that overthinking spirals into thoughts of worry, which then creates my anxiety. So we all know that life is inherently unpredictable. We all experience moments of joy and sorrow, success and failure. But what often causes us the most pain and suffering is our resilience to those changes. For a long time, I really struggled with accepting the coming and going of my friends and family. The pain of losing a friendship with someone so close to me can be overwhelming. I lost two of my closest friends because of betrayal. It hurt because I didn't think that anything could have separated us. But they showed me a side that I have never seen before. And I felt utterly betrayed. I felt betrayed because what they did was completely out of my values and something that I would have never thought of doing to them. I dwelled on it for months with lots of journaling and self-reflection. It helped me to be at peace with the outcome of our friendship. So far in my journey with acceptance, it has mostly been about acknowledging my tendency to overthink, as mentioned. I get caught up in lots of what-ifs and worst-case scenarios. I've learned that overthinking is a way of trying to control the uncontrollable. It's almost like an attempt to predict and plan for each and every possible outcome and scenario. But really, the truth is, we cannot foresee the future, and trying to do so only leads to more anxiety. How I manage my overthinking is I've adopted a simple yet powerful practice, reminding myself that there's nothing happening at this very moment. By focusing on the here and the now, I feel like I can appreciate the present moment and to really let go of the need to control the future. This acceptance of the present moment, I felt, has brought a profound sense of calm into my life. A technique that I use sometimes is closing my eyes and slowly rubbing my palms together, swaying left and right, noticing and feeling the texture and the temperature of my hands. And when I'm swaying my hands left and right, feeling the different textures and the muscles and the temperature of my hands, it kind of reminds me to be more present because I like to think the temperature of the hands similar to our emotions. For example, our hands are not always cold. They're not cold 24/7. Our palms are not always sweaty. And our palms are not always hot or warm to the touch. It's just at that moment, it may feel like that. You know, same with emotions. Our emotions are not forever. We're not happy all the time, we're not sad all the time, we're not angry or anxious 24/7. Some of us may feel those emotions most of the time, but it doesn't mean that it defines who we are, and it doesn't mean that those emotions are there forever. So just like emotions, and just like the temperature of our hands, it's not forever, And because of that correlation with the thought of emotions and the thought of the temperature of my hands, it reminds me to be present. I would say that one of the most challenging aspects of acceptance is dealing with the unpredictability of life's events. I feel like we often set expectations for how things should happen or should go, only to feel disappointed when reality doesn't really align with our plans. Just like how I thought my friendship with those two people were going to be everlasting. Acceptance teaches us to let go of these expectations and to embrace the uncertainty. It's about understanding that life doesn't always go according to our script, and that is completely okay. It is okay because we will always find a way to figure things out. There have been many times in my life when things didn't go as planned, whether it was a career setback, a personal relationship that didn't work out, financial issues, or even a health-related issue. Each experience taught me the importance of adapting and adjusting. And by accepting that I cannot predict or control every single outcome, I've learned to see it as it is, using more of my logic rather than my emotions when approaching these situations. So really, acceptance is not really about giving up on your goals or completely forgetting about it or putting it to the side. It's about acknowledging the reality of the situation and choosing to respond with grace. It's about understanding that we can't change the past or control the future, but we can choose how we respond to the present, allowing us to approach the situation with openness and curiosity instead of fear and doubt. I feel like the importance of acceptance cannot be overstated because it really is the foundation of inner peace and emotional well-being. Because when we resist reality, that creates friction and suffering. But when we accept things as they are, we really open ourselves up to growth and healing. Acceptance allows us to release the burden of unnecessary stress and anxiety. There are days when acceptance comes easy, and there are days when it feels like an uphill battle. But each step towards acceptance brings greater peace and clarity. Journaling can be a powerful tool for processing your thoughts and even gaining perspective. I feel like writing down your thoughts and feelings really helps you to articulate and to understand them. It helps you process those emotions and those thoughts a little bit more thoroughly, and when you see them on paper, it can look a little bit more clear as well. And sometimes it can even make it easier for us to accept things as they are. Not to mention, meditation is another excellent practice that really fosters acceptance by training the mind to be more present and to be non-judgmental. Another great way to embrace acceptance is really talking to someone that you trust, whether that's a friend, a family, a mentor, a therapist, a life coach. Sharing your experiences and receiving empathy and validation from people that you trust, people that you love, and people that can really hold space for you can make the process of acceptance less isolating and even more manageable. By embracing the reality of our circumstances, we can find peace and resilience in the midst of chaos, whether that's coping with the loss of a loved one, managing overthinking, adapting to unforeseen events, or whatever life throws at you. Acceptance allows us to live more fully and authentically. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the Get to Know You podcast. I really hope that my journey with acceptance has inspired you to explore how this powerful practice can enhance your own life. And just know that acceptance is a continuous journey, and it's one that requires a lot of patience and self-compassion. But with each step, you'll find greater levels of inner peace and clarity along the way. If you have any questions or like to share your own experiences with acceptance with me, please feel free to reach out to me via email. I'll have my email linked down below in the description box. Until next time, take care.